This Tour SA radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula, where we're getting very excited for something coming up early next year. We're looking at March, and I'm joined in the studio at the moment by Gabriella and Russell from the Riviera Port Lincoln Tuna Classic. Guys, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Ben.
This event is going to be huge because a lot of people would think, oh, okay, it's a Riviera Tuna Classic. That means it's just big boats. It's available for every man.
That's correct, Ben. Yes, it's not only just the large boats. We have two categories, boats that are over 8 metres and boats that are under 8 metres. So we want to see all these trailer boats, these boats that don't normally get out to these offshore fishing grounds. We want to see them come out there, fish, catch some tuna, have some fun. If something does happen to go wrong, the big boats are there to look after them. You know, we won't leave no one behind. So it's a good opportunity for them to get involved and, you know, bring the kids along and catch some fish. They're a great sports fish to catch, the tuna.
Oh, 100%. You will spend the entirety of your weekend having an absolute ball of a time because we're renowned for our tuna fishing here in Lincoln.
That is correct. There's an abundance of tuna out there, and something that we've introduced this year just to help species along, and something that's very important, is it's Australia's first treble-free event.
Awesome. That's a big change as well.
Yeah, it's a small change with a big difference. Mm. So what that means is, I suppose, you can't use trebles on your hooks, obviously just singles. This actually gives the fish the best possible chance for survival. It actually increases their chance of survival to 83%.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's an Australian first, and we're really excited about that.
And the heaviest fish winner this year took home almost $30,000.
Yeah, he was excited about that check. It was a fantastic result. Wasn't a large fish either this year. The fish were relatively small, so it was just over 15 kilos. But as you said, it was over $29,000 he took home. So it's a nice little paycheck for a day's fishing.
A 15-kilo tuna, it'd put up a decent fight.
Oh, they do. They're an awesome fish to catch. It's just, yeah.
Best of all, it's not just for the adults either, because you've got a couple of different categories to make it really inclusive for the entire family, 11 to 16.
There are junior anglers division. We've also got a small fry, which is anything from 0 to 11.
So you could bring your five-year-old out.
Yeah, you could, if he could pull in a tuna.
Why not? Put out the challenge. May as well. Because you've got such an inclusive feel, the fact that the categories are split across not only different age demographics, but also different boat sizes too, everyone can have a really good chance of taking home a big prize.
That's exactly right, Ben. And actually this year, the overall winner was actually a trailer boat. So it was an under 8 metre boat. So he bet all the larger boats.
The actual event happening 13th of March through into the 15th of March. The 13th, that's very much a case of briefing night that night. Correct. And then the next day, it's all go.
Correct, yep. 8 a.m. it's a shotgun start, so all the boats line up. We have a countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then it's open throttle and all the boats steam ahead. And it's an awesome sight to watch. You're seeing all these boats just motoring on, and everyone's having a race to get to their favourite fishing spot to catch the first tuna, because we also have a prize for the first tuna, so one for the trailer boats and one for the larger boats as well. So everyone's out there and competing, and it's a great 2 days on the water. There's certainly lots of laughs and enjoyment, and everyone's having a laugh talking over the radio, so it's a great competition to be involved in. So please bring your boats down and have some fun and make a weekend of it. Great for beginners too, because we're out there and we're here to offer advice, and you know where the fish are, so we can point you in the right direction.
Can't go wrong. Lines out will be on the Sunday, 3:30.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, so after 2 days fishing, everyone's had their fun on the water, so it's time to get back to the Lincoln Hotel and enjoy some great food, some great drinks, and just hear all the stories for the last 2 days.
Oh, and you know, Steve round the corner will be telling you about how he caught himself a 300-kilo tuna. Couldn't land it, of course, though, because, you know, classic fisherman's yarns, after all. For those that are keen to get involved, it's almost dangerously easy, isn't it? So, Gabriella, how do we register to get amongst it?
So you can jump on our website. It's www.rivieratunaclassic.com. Or you can email me and I'll send them to you if it makes it easier. So it's gabriella@portlincolntunaclassic.com.au. So we're going to have some great competitions this year, photo competitions and a few other things. But you can just jump on our Facebook page now and see some great footage from the 2019 competition, see some awesome drone footage from the shotgun start, and we're always posting things, keeping people in the loop. So jump online and have a look at that.
Oh, Facebook makes it too easy nowadays, eh?
Yeah.
And there are some great sponsors that have gotten on board with this as well. You can't get something like this pulled together without awesome sponsors, can you?
That's exactly right. And we're very appreciative of our sponsors. We've got a fantastic support from our sponsors this year, as every year. Riviera have been involved for many, many years, and Shimano, and we've got some great new sponsors on board this year, and we really appreciate their support. And so please, you know, support the people that support us and support the town.
There's no excuse not to get involved. You're going to have an absolute blast getting out on the water, and be sure sure you get registered at RivieraTunaClassic.com. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and filling us in.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for having us.